this is Ellie Kurbosky, the head coach of Hendrix Field Hockey, and you're listening to the SCAC Media Days.
We're here at the 2010 SCAC Field Hockey Media Days. I'm joined today by Hendrix College head coach Ellie Kurbosky. Hendrix coming off a 3-13 season, 1-7 in SCAC play. And coach, first of all, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
Coach, you're now entering your fourth season as the head coach of the Warriors, being hired as the inaugural coach to really build this program. After a winless first year, you have guided the program to seven wins over the past two seasons. Just sort of take me through your mindset as you enter another fall camp this year.
Well, this year I'm really happy and pleased about how the players are finally taking ownership of their team, and I think that's a big step. They have the confidence and the maturity now to feel like they can win in any game that they play. So it's been refreshing, and just, you know, as a coach, to see that and see them develop as players over the years.
You know, last year, as I mentioned, Hendrix finished the season with a 3-13 record, 1-7 in SCAC. However, eight of those 13 losses were by just one goal. The team clearly is continuing to grow and build as a program. What did your team learn from last season, and how did that carry over into spring practice and into the offseason?
Basically, the biggest thing that they've learned was that they finally feel like they are the team that they can beat and win. Sorry, they can win any game that they're in. And that was, last year was the first probably season that they saw that themselves. And it didn't come from me, but it came from within them. And so I think into the spring, they just had the confidence and the motivation and saw the potential that they had in themselves. And that is big, you know, for a new program to realize that they are competitive and can win these games that are so close. And five of them were, I believe five were overtime losses. So they, I think, from last year to this year, they've decided that, you know what, we're not going to get into a situation where we're going into overtime. We're going to win it in regulation. So I would say that that's the biggest point that we've learned as a team.
The Warriors definitely have a core group of returning starters, especially, you know, you look at the highlights, the SCAC Co-Defensive Player of the Year from a year ago, Alyssa Havens, as well as first-team All-Conference performer Abby Coleman in the midfield, and then Heather Newell back on the defensive line, who was named honorable mention All-Conference last year. What have you seen out of these three players and their development over the past few years, and what are your expectations from this group heading into the season?
Well, we always try to raise the bar each year. And I feel like they came in this season, just seeing them in preseason, ready to go, motivated, and taking the leadership role that we've been trying to develop over the years. So they're really doing a great job at holding each other accountable for training, for being on time, for all the details that go into being a part of the team. And so I really am looking to have them lead once again, but really raise the bar this year and expectations from everybody involved.
You know, Hendrix, as I've mentioned, is now entering their fourth year as a field hockey program. And you have a group of eight seniors. Just talk a little bit about this group. You know, when they first arrived on campus, they were the ones who really took a chance and helped start this program from scratch. I know it has to be a special group of players. Just and being your first recruiting class, just talk a little bit about this senior class.
Yeah, I mean, I always tell them that, you know, if it wasn't for each individual saying yes, we probably wouldn't be here today. So it took each of them to decide, yes, Hendrix is a place for me. And once they all came, they looked at each other and said, you know, we've developed this. This is our team. And so it's just been a really neat time just seeing them develop and mature as individuals and as players, and just how they have their unique special bond at, you know, making history at Hendrix. And I think that's what has kept them so close, and really wanting to continue to, you know, make the program a successful one. So they try to instill, you know, their experiences into the other players to make sure that they don't, you know, take for granted the program, because, you know, they feel like they're the big part in how successful we've been so far. So.
You're listening to the 2010 SCAC Field Hockey Media Days. I'm joined by Hendricks College head coach Ellie Karvarsky. And coach, as a player, you had an outstanding career, a three-time all-conference performer in the Big Ten while at Northwestern, being named All-American as a senior. Now as a coach, how much do you draw from your playing experience, and how has that experience translated to the sidelines as a head coach?
I would say that I've had the chance to really be coached by many different types of coaches with different philosophies. So I try to pull on little pieces from each coach, you know, that I've had, and try to see how that fits in with the players today. And so I think my competitiveness and my drive and really focus on fundamentals is what I bring to the team for them, and to teach them, you know, what working hard really means and how to work hard and how to be competitive and really how to work on community and playing together as a team.
The SCAC is a relatively new, especially as a field hockey conference goes. Just talk about what you have seen in this conference and how it has grown over the past 3 years, now entering, again, your fourth season of competition. And what makes the SCAC such a competitive field hockey conference?
I would say that we really draw from all across the nation in terms of players. So I think that it's a really unique situation in that we can draw from states that, from Colorado, from California, you know, to Connecticut. So I think that what makes it really unique and it really and very competitive, where we're not just subject to, you know, maybe a lot of in-state players, you know, for each team. So I think that that's one of the main reasons why we are so competitive as a conference.
Preseason is always an exciting time of each year because it marks the arrival of a new incoming freshman class. Let's talk a little about this year's freshman group. Sort of, what are your expectations from them, and do you feel like you have a few players that can really make an immediate impact on this team?
Yeah, I was really excited for this class coming in. We have four very solid freshmen who I'm looking to have them make an immediate impact. And I think what we can do, they're more defensive players, which will help us push some of our senior players upfield a little bit more to create more of a attacking game for us.
You know, a building program, coach, what are the goals you have for this year's 2010 Field Hockey Warriors team?
Well, there's a number of goals. I guess I would say that really, number one, teaching the players this year and this season to have ambition and drive to reach their potential, and then also to create a winning season for the players.
Finally, coaches, camp has gotten underway. What are two or three things that you have really been working on with this team and harping with this group of girls that you really think they need to work hard and get a grasp of in preseason camp, heading into the start of the season, in order for this team to be ready to play field hockey come September?
I think a lot of what we're trying to do this year during preseason is a lot of awareness, field awareness, and decision making. So we're trying to break the game down into smaller pieces, small game, group games, 2v1s, 3v2s, 4v3s, so they can make better decisions together. And then also working on creating more of an offensive attack and finishing within the 25. I think that's where we've struggled most. And so we're really trying to capitalize on team play within the 25 to finish.
Hendricks head field hockey coach Ellie Karvarsky. Again, the Warriors open up their 2010 campaign on the road at Lindenwood University September 4th at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time. Coach, thank you so much for joining us, and best of luck this season.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.